Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fedge, host of Inside the Eye Line. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio, at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:02 p.m. on the 13th of March, 2021. I'm going to start out the show and tell you some information that I got from an interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's out of Cleveland, and she's talking about the COVID-19 vaccine. So if there's any of you out there that are considering getting the vaccine, first of all, I can't give you really medical advice because I'm not a doctor, but I'll just cover this information and you can decide what you think is a good idea or not. The first little bit of statistics that I'm going to give you have occurred 30 days after the COVID-19 vaccine has started. And this information is now stored in a vaccine adverse events database. So right now we've had over 40,000 adverse events appear. And that includes neurological damage, anaphylactic shock, Bell's palsy, a whole host of things. There have been 3,100 cases of anaphylactic shock. That's like you get the vaccine and immediately your body is like in shock. It's like an allergic reaction. A lot of times it kills people. there have been over 5,000 cases of neurological damage. That could be numbness. You see a lot of these people, they get these horrible tremors. If you've seen this, it's almost like convulsions that people are having. And there are films of these horrible things. It also seems to affect their lungs, and they have a hard time breathing. So just include the Bell's palsy. There's a black woman that has gotten Bell's palsy, and this is fairly common. And so like one side of your face will stay contorted indefinitely, I think, usually. It does something to the muscles in the face. It's very, very strange. You can have neuropathies. You can have cardiac arrhythmia, which is an irregular heartbeat. It's also autoimmune reactions have occurred that can lead to blood disorders and death. We've never used what they call the messenger RNA in a vaccine before. So what's happening is we're taking a piece of the COVID-19 genetics and injecting it into our body. And I believe this thing is called the spike protein. It's a non-neutralizing antibody. And somehow this messenger RNA replicates over and over again. And they call this a Trojan horse because it allows like the virus and maybe a piece of this messenger RNA to get into your cells and replicate. And the virus then is inserted into other parts of your DNA. So your body, what it does is your body produces an antibody, which is like a white blood cell. And it does this in response to this spike protein that's in the COVID-19 vaccine, if you want to call it a vaccine. So this antibody that's produced after the vaccine is given causes damage in the cells of the lungs where you breathe. So the cells in your lungs will start to be broken down by your own white blood cells. And the antibody that I'm describing causes pus, bleeding, and damage to your lungs. So you have what are called microphages, which are hypervigilant white blood cells. And the type 1 microphages they're very inflammatory, and they're designed to kill viruses. But you have also a type 2 microphage, which are anti-inflammatory, and those start the healing processes. Now this antibody that's produced, it's produced because of the spike protein, which is in the COVID-19, this antibody, this highly inflammatory antibody that your body produces as a result of the vaccine, ends up killing your anti-inflammatory white blood cells, which are the ones that eventually bring the healing. So what happens is you produce a white blood cell because of this spike protein. And this white blood cell is an antibody. And this antibody kind of goes crazy. It attacks your lungs. It kills your secondary anti-inflammatory antibodies. So I'll give a quick summary here. I've been listening to this particular video again and again and again. And it's up on BitChute. And if you go to BitChute.com, which is a very good replacement for YouTube, it's a competitor now. Thank goodness we've got some other places where we can go and get honest information. So just search for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on BitChute.com, www.BitChute.com. And I'll give you a quick summary here, and then we'll move on to talking about the Meyer material. And the Meyer material does warn about the fact that this vaccine was rushed, and it's going to have a lot of problems. If you want to get an idea of how rushed the vaccine is, it takes about 10 to 15 years to produce a normal vaccine. Now, I don't like vaccines. I don't think they're so healthy. But it takes 10 to 15 years to get a good one. This one was produced in about 12 months. So like 1/10 or 1/15 the normal time. It's ridiculous. So anyway, let me give you a quick summary here. I'll try to anyway. This gets kind of technical. So you take this vaccine and your body produces this antibody. And it's an antibody to this weird spike protein that's in the vaccine. The antibody that's produced will attack and destroy your lungs. It will also shut off your type 2 anti-inflammatory white blood cells, which are also called macrophages, or that's what Dr. Tenpenny called them. And the antibody to the spike protein, it starts like this Trojan horse process, which drags the messenger RNA and the virus, I believe, also into the cell, causing it to replicate over and over again. And later, when you get re-exposed to COVID-19, your body will produce this autoimmune disease, because it's kind of your immune system has been just drastically traumatized, and half of it's been killed off by this vaccine. But this won't happen until about 14 months later that this autoimmune disease kicks in because of the vaccine. So please, people, if anyone's on the edge and doesn't know whether to take the vaccine or not, please do some research. Don't take this vaccine. It is horrible. It is the, I think, the beginning of the true New World Order, where they reduce the world's population and everything. And, you know, I have a kind of a different viewpoint on the overpopulation. I think there really is an overpopulation problem. A lot of people don't, but, and we can talk about that maybe later as well, later today. Just a quick summary of a little bit more COVID-19 information is, one thing that people don't realize is we had this test that they were trying to do for COVID. It was called the PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction test. And it's used, it shouldn't have been used as a test for the coronavirus. A guy named Kerry Mullis invented the PCR technique. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in 93 along with another guy. And he claims that you cannot use it as a diagnostic test. So this was a real bad thing. So they use this PCR test that gives all these false positives. So people don't really even have the virus, half of them, that take this test. The coronavirus also has never been isolated, purified, and characterized. Its genome has never been properly described. They use a computer program to kind of estimate that it has, and then they publish that it really has been isolated, but it hasn't. You have to physically isolate it, according to a lot of scientists anyway. The CDC on page 39 of their June bulletin stated that they have no quantified virus available when speaking of the coronavirus. It hasn't been isolated. So how do we isolate a virus? That means you have to separate it from all other material. Just like isolating someone in a room, you have to take the person away from all the other people. The virus must be separated from germs, contaminants, and other things. And then they take a picture of it with an electron microscope. See, a lot of times they're not doing this now. They're not properly isolating these viruses, so we don't know what they really are. So, you could have a hypothesis, for example, does caffeine and coffee cause high blood pressure? Well, there are other things in the coffee bean besides the caffeine. So in order to know if it's just the caffeine, you have to take all of the aromatic oils and acids and other things and separate it from the coffee. And to do that, you can have a centrifuge, which spins very quickly, to separate, so you can separate out the caffeine, so you can test that, is it just the caffeine that's causing the high blood pressure? So that's what we need to do with the virus to figure out what's going on. So the process of isolation I'm talking about has been done with chickenpox before and the herpes virus, I believe. There are pictures of certain viruses, but certain ones later, I think now we're getting lazy and we just don't do that kind of process anymore. And Dr. Tom Cowan is a good one to listen to about this. So the isolation process has been around for like 20 years, but they're not doing that. And they haven't done that for the COVID-19. Anyway, so the guy that invented the test, Kerry Mullis, the guy that invented the test for COVID-19, the test for the PCR test, said that this test should never be used. It will never be accurate to be used as a test, a diagnostic test, like to tell us someone had a COVID-19. So anyway, I don't want to talk about this too much longer, but I will talk shortly about the New World Order, because I think it's good to keep the big picture in mind. There was a nurse that died. You've probably seen the video. And she takes the shot. She then passes out in a few minutes while she's talking. She literally collapses. And then she's dead 10 hours later. It's Tiffany Pontus Dover. Another poor lady, a black nurse named Kalia Mitchell, she warns against the coronavirus after suffering terrible Bell's palsy, which is a terrible thing. We have been attacked here in the United States. Our election process was completely fraudulent this time. Rudy Giuliani goes into great detail on YouTube. I think you can still read his video about that. For example, there's a company called Smartmatic in Barcelona, Spain, Frankfurt, Germany, that does the counting of votes. And these votes, these machines can be hacked. In fact, they're designed to rig elections. The machines that we're using to process our votes are designed to rig elections. And Smartmatic goes back to about 2004. It was funded by two Venezuelans who were close to the dictator Hugo Chavez. Smartmatic was designed to fix elections. And I think the Dominion is just a front for the Smartmatic. So anyway, I don't know if I want to go into real big detail about this right now either. There's so much material out there. And another guy to look for is Dr. Francis Boyle. And he says that the COVID-19 was originally developed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but then it was moved later to Wuhan. Through Dr. Fauci and some other people, I think, that were involved in this. So, Billy talks, Edward Albert Meyer, he talks about what's called the consciousness condition tyranny. in the Goblet of Truth, and I'll just read this to you quickly. It says, it was in particular the Roman Catholic Church that inherited the practices of the inhuman Roman Imperium, establishing an evil consciousness conditioned tyranny. So our consciousness is being conditioned now. For example, with the masks, people, it's conditioning you to feel, think of yourself as unhealthy and weak and vulnerable and submissive. All these things are examples of you being conditioned. Seatbelt laws, no smoking in restaurants, gun control laws, politically correct speech, masks again, no raw milk allowed. These are all attacks on your consciousness. We're being conditioned. And maybe I won't talk about the history of vaccines today. Okay. The New World Order wants to create a one world government. And it's very interesting because at the bottom of this are a group of Luciferians. And they have a lot of power. And they seem to be focused on this end times thing that you may have read in your Bible about the 7-year tribulation. So they seem to be wanting to bring that in, I believe. And they want to create a one world government. They want to destroy all national identity. They want to destroy the middle class, the family. They also want to make us genderless. They want to end natural sex. They want to implant a data chip in us. They want all the power and wealth, of course. They're also currently mind-controlling the masses. To me, that's the most disturbing thing. Because these people, for example, are excited. They're jumping up and down about getting this COVID-19 injection. And it's going to hurt so many people. They want to destroy religion. Mostly because they don't want any alternative philosophies. They want to remove rights and freedoms. They also want to merge us with machines. That's the transhumanism movement. Dumbing down the public. They're doing a great job there. They eventually want to move us into megacities. Restrict travel, which they're doing now because of the so-called coronavirus. They also want to remove privacy. Again, eliminate all national borders. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. They want to end industrialization. Reduce the world's population. I do believe there is a world population problem. There's a formula for determining how quickly a population doubles. And it's the number 70 divided by the growth rate. And right now, our growth rate in the world is 1%. So 70 divided by 1 tells us that every 70 years, if the Earth continues under its current population growth, every 70 years, the population will double. So if we're at 8 billion now, in 70 years, we'll go to 16 billion. And in another 70 years, we go to 32 billion. These are numbers which will cause just a major collapses. So yes, there is an overpopulation problem. But what the elite now have decided to do is to solve this overpopulation problem by giving people vaccines that will kill them off. They might not die immediately. I think it's going to take about 14 months for this latest vaccine. And it may not kill everybody. I don't think it necessarily will. But it will so screw you up that you'll never reproduce after you get this shot. So they want a cashless society, and that's why they're talking about the economic reset and that the cash spreads the coronavirus. They want to put people into bubble cities, and the elite know this. They want to put you in a bubble city and where you'll be safe from all the viruses, but they'll blast you with 5G in the bubble city. The bubble cities will not be safe, but people will think they're safe. Toronto and Denver, I believe, are currently building bubble cities. And the final kill grid will be used in the bubble cities. Even Google is planning for these dome cities. Sorry, all this is really bad news. So, I don't know how soon that will happen. But the bubble cities are a real thing. Well, maybe that's enough for now. I can only handle so much New World Order before it kind of overwhelms me. Just remember those people who chant, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. These are people that want to completely destroy the United States of America. Now, I'm going to move on to talking about what I typically do talk about on the show. And that is the writings of Edward Albert Meyer. There's a guy in Switzerland. His name is Edward Albert Meyer. He's about 83, 84 years old now, I believe. He lives in a place they call Hinterschmidrude. Hinter is behind, means behind in the German. Schmidrude is this tiny mountain village. I think it's about 37 kilometers east of Zurich. And it's nestled in the pine forests and the mountains of northern Switzerland. Now, Billy grew up even farther north in Block, in a place called the Glatt Valley, near the Eichenmoser and Bruder Mountains, and a place called 1253 Niederflux. I believe it was 1253. And in 1943, an extraterrestrial human landed a very unusual pear-shaped spacecraft near Billy's home. And Billy knew this man was coming, and he knew that his name was Pfaff. And Billy had had telepathic messages with Pfaff. Pfaff was an extraterrestrial human of about 1,000 years old. And he had come to the Earth to mentor Billy for 11 years. So from about 1943 till about 1954, Billy would get these telepathic messages and then go out and meet Pfaff. Pfaff a lot of times would take Billy up into his ship and then teach him. And the two had, in previous lifetimes, had the roles reversed. I think Billy had taught Pfaff in an earlier lifetime. So Pfaff was here to kind of return the favor. Now, one of the interesting things that Pfaff taught Billy was about Billy's predecessor personalities. And we all have past lives, predecessor personalities. And some of the predecessor personalities of Edward Albert Meyer include Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, Muhammad, a very ancient teacher named Nicodemian. But also, according to Meyer material anyway, that Billy's former lives include Galileo, Rasputin, Aristotle, Socrates. So this spirit has had tremendous impact on the evolution of Earth. Evidently, we're kind of far behind on our evolution. So that's why Edward Albert Meyer has been incarnated. His spirit form incarnates again, but this time as a very humble kind of guy in Switzerland, who doesn't talk much, doesn't go out much, but writes a lot of books and took a lot of pictures of UFOs in the 1970s. Because most people don't realize that Billy has had contacts with Spoth and contacts with another woman named Daskett, I think it was 11 years that he had contacts with Daskett as well. So why is Billy having these contacts? Because he is what they call the prophet that comes back through the various ages to teach what are called the creational natural laws. And there are various creational natural laws. These are the laws of the universe. So maybe I'll segue a little bit into one of the things I wanted to talk about, which are some of the German terms. Now, Billy's written a lot of books. One is Macht der Gedanken, The Might of